Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, folks. We're going to be talking about the Baltimore Bridge collapse later this hour. Got some updates on that. People were inquiring to me, Kevin, what do you think? What are your thoughts? I didn't know. Gave you my thoughts the other day, so we're going to expound upon those with some new information that came from a friend of mine by the name of Laura Logan. Laura is an investigative reporter with CBS who covered the Middle East. This woman's been all over the world. She's an expert in things. Most of what she's been doing lately has been around election integrity. And I want to say to those election deniers, I'm a proud election denier. Laura, the reason why Laura is on this particular, I get Laura and Laura because they both spell their names the same way, and they're both friends of mine. But Laura, she's on this election integrity thing because she knows it's a farce. She's a great investigative reporter who has outed our government is in the conspiracy of trying to make us believe that we had a fair election in 2020 and we didn't have one in 2022 either. And for those wondering, we won't have one in 2024. The only thing you can do is do your best to stop the steal. As Donald Trump said, too big to rig. That's what you got to make it. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Going to deal with another controversial subject because this is going to be the hour of controversy, okay? The attack on Russia, it's gone out of the news now because we had this bridge collapse. Or something else happened, right? What else is out of the news cycle? Anybody checking up on the Biden family? That crooked group? What about all the things that the DOJ's covered up? Are we talking about any of that stuff? What we've learned about all these different things? Not much. We got Diddy in the news. That's a bigger deal than it looks like. Pardon me, I talked about it the other day. It's a bigger deal. You know what? As you contemplate all the things I say today, I want you to remember this. Rona McDaniel wasn't allowed to go on TV because they said she's an election denier. Go back and look back at 2016 after Hillary Clinton got her buttocks kicked by Donald Trump and look at the number of times all those media networks that said, you know, election denier, anybody that's an election denier, you know, blah, 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 that are telling us that today. How many election deniers did they have on then when they were saying Trump is an illegitimate president? Even the New York AG it says to this day, Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. How many people on the left have you heard say Donald Trump was an illegitimate president, that the election of 2016 was an illegitimate election? And you know what? They were right, because Trump beat Hillary Clinton by a lot more than those numbers showed. That race wasn't even close. Yeah, it was illegitimate, but the good guy won. The right guy won. That's what shocked them. That's why their looks on their faces after that day was like, what just happened here? Man, be a proud election denier. Be a proud non-vaxxer. Be a proud whatever. Counterculture, that is what we are, because this government does not work for you anymore. We are in the midst of a war. I'm going to talk more about it. In the midst of a war. And it's a war of truth against the lie. And you're for truth. And what's funny to me is the people that stand for truth don't even stand for it boldly. They stand for, well, I'm kind of for truth, you know. I mean, he is about the truth. Why aren't you boldly standing for what's right? Standing up for you, your family, your principles, your ideals. This country, what it was built on. Look, I'm not trying to get all nostalgic and all that. You don't have to go back to, well, the founding fathers founded this country on. Don't go that far back. Just go back to you. Go back to the people that raised you. How about your grandfather, your grandmother, your great-grandfather, your great-grandmother? You don't have to go back that far. Who imprinted on you to say, this is the way you live your life. You live it on the up and up. Told you right from wrong. And even when you screwed up, you knew what was right. If we can't build a society based on that, what are we? Jeez Louise. So part of the controversy, the attack on Russia, that this terrorist attack, they captured the guys, and these guys said, we were paid. You know what I like about it? They captured them fast. They identified them quickly. I saw them. They were bloody. Good. If you attack America today, you could do it in a tux, and there wouldn't be a drop of blood on you. The Biden family would have you at the White House with a dinner. These people don't care about us. And you don't believe me? Go look at that border. I tell you what. Ask a veteran if they think that they're being treated better, or do they think illegals are being treated better? Go to New York and look at these people living in 5-star hotels. How long have you been here? 7 months. Where have you lived? In the Roosevelt? How do you get food? They bring it. I have a card. They're well-dressed. They, for all intents and purposes, they're American. They just don't speak English. And they don't care about the country. They have not a care in the world. How do you think they're going to vote? If you came from Venezuela or some godforsaken part of the world and you got here and you arrived in New York and you weren't missing a meal, you're getting to see the sights and the sounds, and there's no gun to your head to pay your bills. What would you do? Russia got attacked. America's getting attacked. America's getting attacked by terrorists. Except it ain't the people coming in. It's the people letting them in. It's the people that call themselves Democrats who are the terrorists. Because they're allowing not only the bad guys to come in, they're allowing the people that should be staying in their own countries and building lives for themselves to come in here, take resources away from Americans. And it's a terror attack that doesn't look like a terror attack. Kind of like the Baltimore Bridge. We'll get more into that. Guy said the U.S. almost immediately came out after the Russian terror attack and blamed ISIS-K in Afghanistan for the attack, and ISIS-K dutifully took responsibility. Leo Holman is the one who's writing this. He says, so we have little doubt that the shooters were somehow connected to ISIS-K, at least on a surface level. But the message coming out of the Russian media is very different. There's been no emphasis on ISIS being the main facilitator on the attack. They believe Ukraine was at least partially responsible, and Putin hinted in his address to the nation that there could be others who worked behind the scenes to organize and prepare the attack. Now, when this attack occurred, I told you guys, I go, I'm not going to believe what our government and our media said. It was ISIS. That's what they were media. It was ISIS that did it. And I was like, I don't know if I believe that. When we come back, we're going to delve a little bit more deeply into that. Keep it here, folks. Glad you're with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Attack on Russia, the terrorist attack, has left the news cycle because we got something more important to talk about these days, but I'm not going to let it go. I believe at the time I said that everybody came out, oh, it's ISIS-K, like what ISIS-J is next. It's like one of these variants of COVID. It's Omicron ISIS. It's Megacron ISIS. I don't believe anything our media says. The minute they told, oh, it was a terrorist attack, ISIS did it, I was like, I'm skeptical. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Always skeptical of these guys because they don't tell us the truth. They're paid to lie to us. They're paid to propagate, send a message out there, and stick to the lie, no matter what. And even when you catch them, they act like, so what? That was during the time of Trump. Now it's the time of Biden, so we can say something different. I was talking about an article that was written by a guy. He's a skeptic like me. He says, I don't believe it. He goes, they're trying to sell us on ISIS. But he says, Putin said he talked about Ukraine preparing a window through which the shooters tried to escape and the shooters got apprehended, headed in the direction of Ukraine. So the writer of this article says it doesn't add up with the ISIS narrative. And here's what he says. In a normal jihad attack, the perpetrators don't try to escape. They keep killing until confronted and killed by authorities. They actually want to be killed because that's the way they get their promised virgins, or the reward from Allah. He, the way he wrote it, it was funny. He says they get their 72 black-eyed, full-breasted virgins and get to have fun for the rest of eternity, or so they believe. It kind of reminds me of a joke where they say the guy goes from floor to floor, and at each floor it's a more voluptuous, beautiful woman of his dreams. And he says, just keep going up. And by the time he gets on the roof, he goes out and he's looking for the most, you know, it figures this has got to be the most stunning. And it's an 800-pound gorilla that says, welcome. The surprise is on you, bro. You had all the fun on those other floors, but this one may not be as fun for you. So, yeah, when you go meet Allah, just think about this. The idea that there's a religion that says if you go out and blow a bunch of people up or kill some people that we tell you to kill, your reward is going to be something great. I mean, it's antithetical. If you don't believe in God or anything good to come after, the idea that you could get rewarded after doing something so vicious is counterintuitive, regardless of what you believe. Don't make me go all engineering logic on you, but geez. He goes on, he says, but these killers did not kill for a heavenly reward. They killed for money. They show the interrogation of these guys, and one of the shooters told the Russians that he was promised in a deal made over a telegram message to be paid roughly $5,400 US for the job of shooting up a bunch of Russians. The initial conversation was with an assistant to the Islamic cleric. He flew to Turkey, where he received further instructions and training. This isn't a typical attack. And oh, by the way, when you think about how our CIA goes in and does regime change, what show were we watching? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to figure out what it was. You have to watch this show. It talks about the CIA going into two different countries. And what happened in those countries? They were destabilized. It was just as simple as that. The CIA goes, okay, we have an agenda. Let's go in here and destabilize this country. We're going to get rid of these guys. And who's pulling the strings on all of this? Who decides that this country, we don't like the leader anymore? Who decided that it was time for Diddy to go down? He could have gone down years ago. Who decided it was time for Epstein to go down? Who decided it was time for Weinstein to go down? Let me tell you this. Whoever's making those decisions is a leftist. These are what these people do. They say, we'll build you up, but we can always bring you down. And then when they do, they decide, okay, you've had your fun. Go do it. It makes you almost happy that you have a mediocre life, that you're just a soccer mom taking the kids here and there, or your dad, you know, working as an accountant to pay the bills. You're not trying to move too high up the food chain. You stay right in that zone where they can't target you. I'm not in that zone. I don't have the money, but I'm not in that zone. They target me. Let me tell you what they don't want in the higher echelons. They don't want people of character. That's what they don't want. They want people who can be compromised. People who are willing to do the dirty work. They call it the wet work sometimes. That term's actually been used in reference to Trump. And it means killing people. Now, the interesting thing about people like me is, for the right cause, I'll do the wet work. I will protect this country. If it's the right thing to do, I will give my life willingly doing it. I mean, I'm not going to try. I'm not going to get out there. I'm not running into fire with my chest out. But I will be the one ducking and covering and going towards the fight. Absolutely. And many of you are the same way. The reason why you listen to me, outside of me being cute and funny at times, is because you're like me. Or maybe you just like me. So he goes on, he says, who paid for the flight for these guys? Who paid for the weapons? And then he goes on, he says, it was widely reported that the U.S. State Department warned the embassy and staff, our embassy staff in Russia, on March the 7th that ISIS was planning to carry out a terrorist attack in Moscow. So they were already setting the stage. This is what our side does. We start leaking things, misinformation. And I told you guys the other day, Putin ignored it. He was like, I don't believe these Americans. I don't believe what they're doing. He says, Bo, it was specific information. They told him to avoid concerts and large gatherings. No other information was reportedly sent to the Russian government. Larry Johnson, who worked for the CIA, this is what he said. But he goes, it gets weirder. U.S. Secretary of State, Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland announced her resignation from the State Department about a month ago. And in the February 22 speech marking the second anniversary of Russia sending troops into Ukraine, here's what she said. With this money, Ukraine will be able to fight back in the east and accelerate the asymmetric warfare that has been most effective on the battlefield. And as I said in Kyiv 3 weeks ago, this supplemental funding will ensure Putin faces some nasty surprises on the battlefield this year. I'm here to tell you, folks, it isn't the same battlefield that we think of. We are on a battlefield right now. You may not know it. You wake up every day, you go look out there, you don't think a war is going on because you don't see the tanks rolling down the street. You don't see missiles firing over walls and things like that. You don't hear bullets whirling by. But there's a war going on in this country. And you either understand that and you're fighting it. I don't mean the literal fight, but I mean you're fighting it with your voice. You're fighting it with your actions. And you're saying to the other side, you're not going to win this war. You're not going to win the propaganda war. You're not going to win the cyber war, any of it. That's what we have to do every day. So when we're asking for your support, I'm telling you, we're on the battlefield. And the troops need supplies. You come back, we're going to talk about that bridge.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration approving $60 million in emergency relief funding for the state of Maryland after Tuesday's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. A request came in from Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Amazon's throwing more money at its investment into AI startup Anthropic. It added $2.75 billion to its $1.25 billion investment, making the San Francisco startup Amazon's most important partner. The popular Disneyland attraction had to be closed down when someone spread cremated human remains. USA's John Schaefer.
The incident happened earlier this week on the Star Wars attraction, Rise of the Resistance. It's not the first time it's happened at the Anaheim, California theme park either. Guests have previously selected It's a Small World, Pirates of the Caribbean, and the Haunted Mansion as places to scatter the ashes of their loved ones.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I told you guys the other day, I didn't know what this bridge collapse thing was. One of my friends texted me and asked me my thoughts on it, and I've got so many other things on my plate that I'm juggling. I didn't look into it at all. But one of my friends is a lady named Lara Logan. And I have a lot of friends named Lara. Laura Loomer is a good friend of mine, very good friend of mine. Lara, I met years ago, and we've kept in touch. And because I don't do the type of show where I bring guests on, I have to kind of stumble upon stuff. And I should have thought about this. And just so you guys are aware, we are going to start bringing on guests, some very big names and things like that. That people tell me that it's not about me, it's about other people. So that's how we're going to grow the show. And fine, I don't care. If there's somebody you want on the show, I'll try to get them. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So here's what I want to do, because I told you guys, I don't know enough about the Baltimore thing. I didn't go into research mode. I have to do a show that encompasses a lot of different things. We focused on Ronna McDaniel the other day, as well as Diddy. And I can tell you, both of those things have far-reaching impact as well. But as it turns out, this bridge collapse, according to my friend Lara, Lara Logan, is a cyber attack. And I will say this. There was a spidey sense in me that was suspicious about it. Because, number one, it doesn't happen very often. And as I mentioned when I talked about this the other day, I said I thought the bridge had collapsed like the one in Minnesota. I didn't realize how devastatingly it was taken out. I didn't know what type of ship. I looked at it later after spending a little time with Lara. And I looked at the film and went, wow, it took that bridge out. I mean, it was devastating. And the container ship that did it was extraordinary. I mean, it was huge. People don't really understand the scale of how much product is on these ships. It trains, you know, think about how long a train is. It's carrying all these different loads down the track, and you've got that stacked on top of container on top of container. In a ship that already weighs millions of pounds, and, you know, I mean, it's amazing the damage that can be done. So I want to play some of the comments that Lara made, because I think they will give you more insight than I was able to give you. And this is a lady that is an investigative reporter. She talks to the people who are making the news, you know, who know what's going on behind the scenes. And she makes no bones about it. This was an absolute cyber terror attack. So here's a piece of the interview, and then we'll also play some other. I'm going to cover two segments of this because I want to drive home what she's saying and kind of dissect it. But for those of you who are out there who are wondering, this is what one of my friends, who is an investigative reporter and one of the best, and she, I mean, most of the things, and Lara's touching it, you can bet there's where there's smoke, there's fire. Here's the first part.
This is a cyber attack on a critical infrastructure corridor for the United States. This is, you know, for those people who think this is just a river, this is in Baltimore, what does this matter? You don't know anything about what you're talking about. This, the I-94 corridor on the eastern seaboard is literally what connects the north and south. And when I talk about hazardous materials, right, this is a brilliant, well-planned strategic attack on one of the most important supply chains in the United States of America. The only other one is in the western side in California. That's the only one that's busier. And what you have done, you now have shut it down. And when I talk about hazardous materials, what are we talking about here? This is refined fuels, right? This is propane gas. This is diesel. This is fuel. This is flammable materials. This is oversized loads, nitrogen, chemicals. Everything that you need for your economy to move has literally just been shut down for 4 to 5 years. And how did they do it? They knew that they had to target one of two main anchor points on that bridge. There are two load-bearing pylons that any structural engineer can identify that are on the end of each side of the bridge. These are the ones that are thicker and stronger than anything else on that bridge. And when you hit one of those pylons, when you take that out, the reason you see so much of that bridge collapse instantly is you just brought 50% of the span of that bridge coming crumbling down. And what you don't see beneath the surface of the water, Steve, is absolutely catastrophic. It is a structural nightmare and a logistical nightmare because you have the entire bottom part, the concrete part of that bridge, and you don't know the extent of the structural damage to that. And you won't know it until you pull all of that infrastructure out of there and you get to look at it. And so you're talking 3 to 5 years at best. And what you're talking about here is probably building a new bridge. So what you have effectively done now, you've shut down the I-95 corridor that's above ground. So now you're going to have to go north to New York. You're going to have to go south to North Carolina. Your trucks, your hazardous materials are going to have to go around Baltimore now. They're not going to be able to go through it. And what else did you do? You shut down the sea corridor, the shipping corridor, because now the port is shut down, right? And so all those tankers that are out at sea that have hazardous materials on them, those are going to have to all be rerouted. And why can you not move hazardous materials through the tunnel? Why is this such a big deal? Because they created that bridge because hazardous materials, for example, oversized loads, they don't fit in the tunnel system.
Yeah.
And there's other loads that are so dangerous that they require a permit. It takes time to get a permit. It costs money to get a permit. It requires an escort, right? You've seen it on the highway sometimes. You've seen when you have these massive oversized loads and they've got escorts all around them, these huge convoys. Well, what do you do on one of the busiest corridors in the United States? You don't shut it down in the day so this can happen. That means you can only move this stuff at night, which automatically impacts the amount of traffic that you can use. The tunnel is going to be overloaded. This is what you call death by a thousand cuts, and you cannot see it because a cyber attack is unseen, just like the attack on 2020 on the voting machines that you cannot see.
The attacks you cannot see. Ouch. Those are the ones that are getting us, aren't they? She goes on later, and I'll play this in the next segment, but she talks about the new war. You're not going to see tanks rolling down the street. We're too used to seeing things, and that's where you got to remember, as conservatives, don't get too caught up in your ways, because it's a different battle that's being fought these days. It isn't being fought the way we're used to fighting it. And by the way, that's what's throwing the Democrats off, because they're used to the media being able to say and do whatever it wants to do. I don't know if you guys know this, but Barack Obama in 2012 made it okay for the media to outright lie to us. That became okay. the clandestine agencies. People who come on Brennan, Clapper, they go on TV, they lie, to Congress. What's been the repercussions of any lie told by a Democrat or any lie told by a journalist? What have been the comeuppance of us, the people who were victims, if you will, of the so-called fact checkers? And as it turns out, the fact checkers were liars. What has been the consequences for us in the sense that it turns out we were right. We were right about ivermectin. We were right about what was going on with COVID. We were right about masks. We were right about lockdowns. We were right about all of it. We were right about the cures. We were right about the vaccines, all of it. Have they said anything, done anything, corrected it? Has anybody come back to give us, you know, the money back that we lost and all the things, the ramifications of that? Not a penny, not a dime. Has anybody been held accountable for the lies? Where's Fauci? Where's all the people who lied? Dude, I mean, blatant lies. You can track their lies. And you know what their excuse was? Well, I didn't know at the time. I didn't have all the information. I didn't have all the data. The data. Yeah, I can date her. What's happened? They lie. There's no penalty. And the people who are hurting a lie, there's no compensation. So what do you think is going to make them stop? Look, I believe Lara. I do. I mean, I had no idea the other day. Don't know, don't care. Like I told you, too many things going on. But in revisiting this, I agree with her. We were attacked. And, you know, if the government would just say, you know what, it was a cyber attack meant to take out our critical infrastructure. We're chasing down the people to do it. They will be held to pay, blah, blah, blah. Wouldn't you feel better? But what do? They cover for them. They try to tell, oh, no, it was a mistake. And Joe Biden comes out, we're going to spend every dime it takes to rebuild it. The federal government will do it, et cetera, et cetera. I don't care who rebuilds it. You know what I do care about? Who did it? And what are we going to do to them? And are we doing things to make sure that these people know if you attack us, we're going to get you? Do you believe we have that kind of government that is going to go in and take care of business and say, don't you ever do this to us again? Or do we have a government that's been compromised?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about the bridge collapse, we're talking about a lot of stuff. We're talking about a whole new type of war that's being fought. A war of deception, a war of misinformation. Think about the government actually wanted to set up a misinformation department when it is the biggest misinformation giver on the planet. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We have a government that is run by a liar, a professional liar, a pathological liar. And the more you learn about this government, when you look at different, I've dug deep into it, the more you go, I don't trust them. Yeah, can they make roads and bridges and things like that? Sure, but they can also bring them down or allow them to be brought down or lie to us about how they came down. When did the government start to look at us and say, we can't tell the people who pay the bills what's going on? Look, I get it. There are a lot of stupid people in the world. And sadly, a bunch of them are Americans because we run fat, dumb, and happy, as the saying goes. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We got to cover a lot of ground in a show like this, but I'm going to tell you, Ann sent me the note on this whole Baltimore thing, and as I said, I started doing a little bit more research. Things started popping up. Producers said, let's cover this. I may bring Lara on to have her talk more about it, but we took pieces of an interview that Lara did to talk about this whole bridge thing. And as I said, to me, it fits into the whole thing. It isn't just a cyber attack potentially on a vessel that hit a bridge and took out a lot of our critical infrastructure. It's the cyber attacks that are happening all over the place. Right now, they're talking about banning TikTok, right? It's not about banning TikTok. It's about banning the ability for you to use that social media platform to get information. It's a way for the government to say, we determine what you see, what you don't see. They've been trying it, experimenting with it, psychological warfare, and so on. I'll give you another thing you probably don't put into context. Diddy, in this whole rap thing, I've got an interview with Tupac where he talks about the rap game is a psychological warfare experiment of the CIA. Yeah, it's absolutely intriguing what he has to say about how rap and hip-hop culture took over and what it did to the youth and how that's playing out in society today. When you think about this Baltimore thing, you're going to put it in the perspective of a lot of stuff listening to me. Because I'm not linear. I'm not bragging here. I'm just telling you, I don't think linearly. Oh, ship hits bridge. You know, when Lara exposed what was going on with the bridge, great, but it makes me think about it in the context of all these other things. And I know you're great thinkers as well. You understand this is about election integrity. It's about cyber cheating in the election. It's about warfare, you know, with this J6 stuff and the psychology of penalizing people because they dare support that J6 was not the biggest insurrection ever in American history next to the Civil War or the bombing of Japan or some other nonsense. That's when you have to stop and go, wait a minute, come on. Little bit of hyperbole there. Not to them. They got to make you believe it. Here's the second part of this, Lara talking about this. And then she ends it with something very ominous, but I'm going to play the second part.
And they are saying that this is a cyber attack. You didn't have a terrorist group board the ship and commandeer it and take it over. You had somebody hack into the systems on board the ship, the GPS system, and reroute that ship. They did it in the middle of the night because they didn't want the crew to be awake. They didn't want everybody to be on full high alert. They wanted everybody to be asleep and you trying to wake people up and rouse people because when I spoke to one individual let's just say he worked in Baltimore for many, many years and was there when that bridge was opened. He knew when he looked at the security camera video of the harbor, the long version, the 7 minutes, he knew from the start of that video when he looked at that ship that it was not in the channel. You need to be in the channel to make that turn, to have any chance of making that turn. So now you're traveling. That is a river that flows pretty quickly, even under normal circumstances, right? And at a certain point, you're committed. That ship is heavy. The load is heavy. The water flowing at a certain speed, you've got very little room to maneuver. So at a certain point, there was absolutely nothing that they could do to stop that ship from the course that it was on because they were not in control of it. And they had all of these other factors coming into play. So when terrorism and counterterrorism experts look at this, when people who know critical infrastructure, there's a number of different people that I've spoken to, cyber people, when they look at it, they know exactly what they're looking at. And so it's extraordinary that anybody could come out now when they haven't had time to do an investigation, I know for a fact that they're getting people inside their agencies that are telling them what they're telling me, and they're making public statements that completely contradict what anybody who knows this terrain, who knows it. And I don't just mean the physical terrain. I mean the cyber terrain and the terrorism terrain and the, you know, and the critical infrastructure terrain and all of that. I mean, I talked to people whose job after 9/11 was to identify if you were Al-Qaeda and you wanted to capitalize on that attack. How would you do it? They were the people that came up with the term death by a thousand cuts. And what you're looking at now is exactly what they feared terrorist groups would do to really exploit the advantage that they had after 9/11. Because you are bringing the United States to its knees step by step from within.
That was great. Investigative reporter Lara Logan. I'm glad to say that she's a friend of mine. And she's giving you a lot more information than I can give you, which I think is great. I think, though, as you contemplate what she's saying there with this cyber attack and all this, I want you to balance that with what Joe Biden and his team are doing. Let's just look at the border. Look at the number of people coming over. We have terrorists we know for a fact that have crossed over that border. So we've got cyber attacks going on. We've got this cultural war that we have. We're breeding people inside of America who hate this country. We're electing people into government that hate this country and hate our allies. And we wonder, what's our future? If you want to understand the future of your children and grandchildren, you just let that soak in for a minute, that we've got cyber attacks going on. That they won't tell you. It's a cyber attack. We've got attacks going on to our ability to have fair elections, and they tell you, no, it didn't happen. Then they orchestrate to make it look like citizens are insurrectionists. They orchestrate things like that. They orchestrate putting needles in your arms to give you a, quote, cure to a disease that was manufactured in a lab in China that didn't kill as many people as a regular flu, but they give you a mandatory shot to take and tell you it's all good. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the future of it. Don't worry about those heart attacks and all the other things happening to you. I mean, I could go on. These are orchestrated events. I want to play the last bit of this Lara Logan conversation, and then we'll wrap it up.
I really want to emphasize strongly, we are in an undeclared war right now. And these are not my words. I'm not making this up. This is coming from people who really know and who ordinarily would never ever talk to me. But we've reached a point in this city. I think, you know, if you look at the quote of one of the intelligence analysts that I spoke to, right? I'm just going to read it to you very, very briefly, okay? It's not long, and it really sums it up. He said, they have figured out how to bring us down. As long as you stay away from the teeth of the U.S. military, you can pick the U.S. apart. We are arrogant and ignorant, a lethal combination. Obama said they would fundamentally change America, and they did. We are in a free fall ride on a roller coaster right now. No brakes, just picking up speed. And I would urge people, watch very carefully the people that tell you that this attack doesn't matter. Stop following them on Twitter. Discount everything they say because they're either totally ignorant and useless or they are a plant. And there's a lot of Anons out there, right? And I follow a lot of Anons. And I appreciate and respect the work that they're doing. But we're in a moment of truth now. We have very, very little time. When you start to shut down, you know, hazardous materials and the shipment of fuel, you know what that means. It means everything goes up. It means food goes down. You know, the access to food and critical infrastructure, that means that goes down. Prices go up. This is catastrophic for the American people, and it's catastrophic for this country. But it is a financial and economic attack. If you're not going to see tanks rolling down the street, stop looking at the type of, you know, conventional war and saying to yourself, well, if I don't see this, then it means we're okay.
Conservatives, you're in a war. I keep telling you, it's a different type of war, and it's a war of attrition. Think about what she says. They want to bankrupt you if they make things more difficult for you to get. When the zombie apocalypse occurs, you're the ones going to have food and shelter and all that. Where are the zombies going to go?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.